This is an executive summary of how a 721 exchange works, step-by-step process, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Understanding how a 721 exchange works step-by-step demystifies what can seem like a complex transaction. At its heart, the process is straightforward. You contribute your property to a rights operating partnership and receive partnership units in return, tax-deferred. But getting there involves several steps. Confirming the strategy fits you, finding a right willing to accept your property, valuing the property to determine your units, completing the contribution, and then managing your units over time, holding for income and deferral, or converting to shares for liquidity. Along the way, tax protection agreements and proper documentation matter. This guide walks through the 721 exchange process step by step, so you understand what's involved from initial assessment through holding, or converting, your units. The first step is assessing whether a 721 exchange fits your goals and finding a willing appropriate. Assessing suitability means confirming that transitioning into right ownership, diversified, passive, more liquid, generally one way, aligns with your objectives, that you want diversification, liquidity, passivity, and estate benefits, and are comfortable giving up control and the ability to 1031. This assessment, with a financial professional and your CPA, ensures the 721 exchange is right for you before proceeding. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.